out, obviously there's a lot of minutes that have to be filled. Do you look at that in any way as you have to maybe find a way to elevate your game, and how much of that was played today?
Yeah, I think obviously you can't replace Scottie Pointer or Cooch or even Cerny. So I think as a collective group, everyone's got to kind of step up and just have that next man up mentality. And I think tonight the guys did a good job battling for 60 minutes. Obviously, you got to clean up some stuff and we get two there at the end. But I thought overall we were working really hard tonight and happy to go with the 2 points.
With the 2-goal lead kind of gone in the third period, is there a growing concern about some of these third periods that have gotten away from you here?
I mean, I think we just got to, watch some video and tidy up a couple things. Obviously they get a tip there and in front of that. So I think it's some easy fixable things that, we'll just got to watch and just get better at.
You guys had a pretty good trio of closers, quote unquote, last year, and you were one of them. But is that part of the process here, because, Ronnie's not here, Barclay's not here, to kind of maybe different roles for guys to close out games?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's just, everyone as a collective trying to step up and finding their roles. I mean, we have a lot of guys that sacrifice their body at the end there, our D are big, and the guys stepping up and blocking those shots in front of, Bassi or Elliott. So, like I said, we'll watch some video and, we'll get better at that for sure.
How have you felt offensively? I know you had that part in your game in your entire career, but in terms of adding on to that while also keeping your defensive game and beat the penalty kill that you...
Yeah, I mean, just trying to get to the net is my biggest thing. I think just trying to stick to my game and try and be good on the D side. And when you're playing, guys like Pointer and Killer and Coop and Pally and even Jordan, I thought we had some really good chances. And they make it easy to play with. And, Heddy makes a great play, that great shot there in the first one, is easy to tip. And Footer and Killer making another hell of a play on the second one. So I think just kind of sticking to my game.
What's the adjustment on the power play without Pointer and Kucherov now? I know you had to adjust without Kucherov initially, and now you're kind of trying to figure out what to do there with it.
Yeah, obviously, Pointer and Kuch, two of the best power play guys in the league. So, we're trying to, find, mesh there a bit in practice. It's a couple games now, and finding different guys and stuff like that. So, I think once we practice a little bit more and just finding where one needs to be, I think we got one tonight, and we had some chances tonight as well. So, I think it's just like I said, everyone's got to kind of step up their game a little bit.
What's the challenge killing off a 4-on-3 as opposed to a 5-on-4?
Yeah, obviously they get a lot more room out there to make plays, and it's a little bit tighter. So, I mean, at the end of the day, our D back there, Mac, Heddy, eating pucks, Belly too. So, and Ellie back there making the saves when needed. So that was a huge kill from those guys at the end.